Blue and Matt for breakfast. The Borders 105.7 Triple M.
Yeah, after 2 weeks, we're back. And I don't know about you, Lou, but it actually feels like quite a bit longer than 2 weeks. Probably because we were off just before Easter, but Easter feels like it was ages ago. I don't know.
It really does. I got used to living that that retired life, actually. Because, you know, I am closer to retirement age than you, Matt. So I just sort of thought, it's a little glimpse of what it'll be like.
But they say people have to work into their 70s.
Not me. No,
okay. Fair enough.
Forget that.
So we're back and we're refreshed after a couple of weeks off, and we had a huge show today, including all the old favourites like Wayne Schwartz was back, Swatter was back on, Mulkey was back on board.
Yep. Everyone was back.
That's right. Free Money Minute was back too.
Yes, but slightly tweaked. And I like it. I liked the whole, 50-50 chance of getting it right with the true or false questions.
Yeah, that's right. So we're giving you that opportunity all week. So make sure you play it tomorrow just after 8 o'clock. Anyway, there's heaps to get through today because it was a very, very packed and busy show. So let's get straight to it.
Talking footy with Swatter.
Don't tell me.
There he is, Wayne Schwartz. Good morning.
Yeah, you're back, are you?
Round of applause.
Enthusiastic.
Right. Oh, hello, Lou.
Hey,
I didn't realise that you were there because old knucklehead decided 2.5 days into coming back for the year he needed a 2-week holiday. And clearly, the candidates that put themselves up when we went to seat.com to fill the role, pains me to say this,
yeah.
Well, they wanted too much money. They were very good, but we just couldn't afford their pay rate.
Yeah.
I slid back into the chair, Swatter. You can't get rid of me.
Hey, you want a bet? Don't get comfortable, buddy.
I'm like
How
a
are
weed,
you, Lulu?
Lou.
Yeah, good.
How
really,
you,
really good. Well, have missed you, Swatter. Now, Swatter, just to really get you into the right frame of mind for our little chat, have a listen to this awesome win.
Sweet redemption. The Brisbane Lions are queens of the jungle. They are the champions of AFLW for the first time.
Now, isn't that a lovely way to start our time back together?
I tell you what, Lou, I shed many a tear watching that yesterday from the opening bounce to the final. Sorry, the other Saturday, from the opening bounce to the final siren. The queens of the jungle, the lionesses rule the savannah. And I tell you what, it's a nice little prelude because the lionesses are the king of the jungle. And wait till the mighty Lions go one further this year and we make it a tag team double where the Lionesses and the Lions own the globe.
I know. How good would it be? But you did
miss it's fantastic.
One tiny little detail that I need to
draw
your attention to, Swatter, of course.
Who did they win?
Well,
who did they beat?
Surprisingly, they beat the Adelaide Crows girls.
I'm glad you bring that to my attention, Lulu, and this is why I love you. You just put the really important agendas on the items on the agenda. I'm actually going to give Adelaide an out here, the Adelaide girls.
Oh, okay, yes.
Spirited, didn't throw the towel in. They persisted. They gave it everything they possibly could. And to that point, I think now they should be the premier Adelaide team.
Agreed.
Because the other mob could do a lot to learn from the way that the girls go about it.
Yeah, agreed.
Let's draw our attention to other struggling teams.
Adelaide.
What about the bloody Blues, Swatter? Are they going to fail again, those long-suffering Blues fans?
They're in lots of froth and bubble. What are we? A few rounds in and it's not good. I mean, they had a couple of good signings in the off-season, including Zach Williams, but it's much of the same, and it's been the same for the last few years. I'm not sure how they turn it around. I think that the longer this season goes on, the more games they lose. It's not a good position for David Teague to find himself in.
They need to relocate. Darwin. The Darwin Blues.
They need to relocate. How about this? We merge Carlton and Adelaide together and we might be half a side.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, they might actually be able to do something.
Hey, more. Is Alistair Clarkson the man to rejuvenate the Hawks?
Well, he's done it before, hasn't he?
Yeah,
on a number of different occasions.
Yeah, you know, he's been there for a while, Swatter. Don't you get stale?
Okay, hang on a second. How many premierships? No, that's right, he's got four. No, he's under pressure. The whole time he's been there, he's won four flags. Yeah, he's under all sorts.
Fair record.
Listen, 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 you've had 2 weeks, and I've told you this a number of times so far this season. I'm the expert. I'm the one that's got the insight. I'm the one that knows the game. Don't put your opinions on the table, mate. You're a button pusher with fat fingers. You just hit the buttons, play the music, you make Lou look good, and then you bring me in. Now, while you're away...
Say all the things that we wish we could.
So Clarkson,
he does have fat fingers too, because he does make the odd mistake when he's pushing buttons. Now, while you two were away, Lou deserving a break, Matt, you know, hopefully next time it's a longer break, I spent some time going around to a number of my mates who are tattooists.
Oh, no, Lou, no.
And I reckon I've got it narrowed down to two.
Yep.
These guys are heavily tattooed. Shadowy past. May have a couple of parking tickets and a couple of other tickets were a bit more substantial. But these two guys have very steady hands. They're ready to go. And they've got a full inkwell ready to just put my name and face on a part of your body.
Wow.
Lou gets the call on this tattoo.
When is this happening?
Well, we'll talk about this off air, Swatter. We need to set a date, and we need to
end of the year.
The border spoke loudly about the tattoo having to happen, so we might have to talk to them about the tattoo needs to be. I think at some stage.
And also, Lou, I think we go to the family, and we put it online, and we give them 3 date options, and our people. We'll vote.
No.
Swatter.
No.
Don't worry. We'll sort the tattoo thing out very soon. We'll
don't
talk to you
to the people,
again later in the week. Thanks,
Swatter. I can
just
hear certain parts of his body starting to tighten up. Have a good week, everybody.
Yes, very much so. All right. We'll reluctantly talk to Swatter later on this week. And, Lou, I've been campaigning for 2 things for about 6 years. One is an indoor go-kart and aquarium, as you know, and there's still plenty of places on the border where they could house that.
Sure.
Number two is Keene Street getting resurfaced. And one of those things is finally happening.
Go-karts?
Yeah, I wish. No, Keene Street is being resurfaced.
No.
Kevin Mack, Aubrey Mayor, what a wonderful time we're living through right now. Hello, good morning.
God, you are so simple. You are so easy.
He's
keep
easy
happy,
to play.
Aren't you?
Yeah, he is. Yep. He is.
I mean, how many years do you think? It's just a normal upgrade maintenance work on that road. We are doing it because we have to.
Yeah,
it was diabolical.
It was pretty bad.
Oh, my car. It was ripping my car to shreds by the end, Kev. I couldn't drive down there. But when is it going to be finished? Because it interferes with the basketball park.
Now you're going to complain about it because you've been waiting for it for 20 years and now you're going to complain about it. Sorry, 6 years. Anyway,
progress comes at a price, Manny.
How long before? Because there's another home game this weekend.
It's going to be 6 or 8 months. There's 2 stages of it. It's a big job.
6 to 8 months. Does that mean the road, will be closed for that whole period?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, well, yep. But they've got multiple options to get through to Fallon's.
That's true.
What is that street down there? You know the one I'm talking about. Not Fallon Street.
Yeah, I do.
North Street.
Yeah.
They've got multiple options, mate.
Yeah.
So it's not their only option. But, you know, progress comes at a price, mate.
It does. But it's great to see some progress.
It
because
is.
Obviously, you know, the roads, you know, need to be looked after.
Well, the skate bowl's come along too. The new skate bowl started, mate. You'll be able to get your scooters.
I will.
Mate.
I will.
But all your tribal things are happening.
Sure. I wouldn't be able to get elective surgery, though, after I break something because there's a shortage of materials at the moment. So they're putting that on hold. Can you believe that, Kev? That's actually pretty sad for a lot of people. So at Albury-based hospital, they've stopped a lot of elective surgery because they've literally run out of the worldwide shortage of wraps
and
stuff.
Equipment, medical equipment. Yeah, no surprises there, though.
Nah, I suppose not, but it's terrible if you want elective surgery. Also, another round of applause, Kevin, back, because finally, after weeks and weeks and weeks, the 80-kilometre signs are off on the highway on Barella Road.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and Lee contacted me last week. I think it was last Wednesday. I said, what's the go of those 80Ks?
Oh, you still there?
Oh, I forgot all about them.
Oh, no, he's back. So, yeah, because I thought they were never going to go for a while there, but, yeah, finally gone. So that's great news as well. So,
well, you can thank Lee from the bike shop, mate, down at the railway station. He rang me and I said, I'll contact them.
and our staff contacted them going, oh, we thought we removed those. But anyway,
what?
Things happen for a reason.
They oh, really? Because hang on a sec, Kev. We asked you about that a few months ago. You didn't ring up for us.
I did.
Oh, did you?
They were still working. They were still working there then, but this time they thought they'd removed them because their work had finished. And they hadn't because, you know, it's a road traffic.
Yep.
One's a contractor and one's a... They're both contractors doing their work. And Transport for New South Wales just assume they do it properly.
Yeah.
So it's not Transport for New South Wales. We've got to bring it to their attention.
Yeah, gotcha.
This is all this growth's about. You make Queen Street happen. You made the 80K signs go away. Gosh. Yeah. What are you going to do next, mate?
We're on fire.
The Davey Street works, that's going well. That'll be finished soon-ish, I guess. It's all happening. Kevin Mack, thank you so much.
You can find a cure for cancer.
Yeah.
We're working at the cancer centre.
Yep.
Maybe a cure for COVID at the moment would be good.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, we're getting there. But well done, guys. And hopefully you've had a good holiday and you're back for the big journey.
We are. Fresh as a daisy.
Yeah, we're strapped
Mack
on the rocket ship, Kev.
Mayor of Albury, Kevin Mack, thanks for chatting with us. Have a great day.
See you guys. Bye.
It's Lou and Matt. Glory days at the moment,
Glory
Lou.
Days.
It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M. News and sport next. Then Wayne Schwartz is going to talk us through a massive weekend of footy. It's Triple M. It's 20-8, and after 18 long months, B-ball, that's what the cool kids call it, Lou, was back on the border on Saturday. What do you have to say about it? Basketball great Shaquille O'Neal.
Give it up, baby! Give it up! Oh!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a great crowd at the Lauren Jackson
Sports Center.
Is that
how you feel when you go to the basketball?
That's it, yeah. Immediately I become Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah. A lot smaller, a lot less talented. our Southern Vale Homes Bandits back in action, but unfortunately the result didn't go our way against the dastardly Ballarat Miners. Damn them, and damn Steve Monteghetti for being one of the big supporters of that
club. I know. They're a bit of a nemesis, the Miners.
The end result was 81 to them, 73 to us. But with a new squad, it's going to take some time to gel. Now, I caught up with coach Brad Chalmers after the game.
18 months since we last played. How did it feel to be back out on the court?
Yeah, I think it was good. I think, I think the players particularly were super pumped early in the game. And I think, you know, there was probably a fair bit of emotion to the point where, you know, as we settled into the game, I thought we dropped off. I thought we fatigued emotionally a little bit. So that was a struggle. I think they did a better job of that. I think they stayed a bit more emotionally stable than us. I think we sort of varied up and down a little bit. No, look, I think there was some really good things. I certainly felt like we probably, didn't stick to the game plan quite well enough in what we're trying to do. But, hey, you know, that's what early in the year is all about, is trying to find your way. But overall, you know, I was pretty pleased with most parts. We'll have a big week on the track and, try and regroup and just keep pushing forward. That's our aim, is just to get better every week. So we'll take this lump tonight and, work really hard during the week and get ready next week.
Beautiful. Great to see you, mate. Great to see basketball back.
Yeah, it was
fantastic.
Yeah, it was awesome. Great night. Thanks for everyone coming out too. It was great.
Yeah, it was an awesome crowd there.
He sounds a little bit hoarse.
Yeah, he was a bit of
shouting. Was there a little bit of yelling going on?
There was a bit of classic shouting there, Lou, no question. Now, we've only got to wait one more week because another home game this weekend.
Oh, fabulous.
At the Lauren Jackson Sports Centre. It's great to have the basketball
truly
back.
Appalling.
Although I did watch a few episodes, I have to admit.
You
the
did,
truly
yeah.
appalling Married at First Sight finished last night. So what's going to take its place on a free-to-air TV? I'm sure they've got something planned, Lou. It might be reality TV.
Oh,
let's find
think?
Out from Steve Mulk.
Sometimes in life, the gods smile upon you, my friends.
You got that right.
My dingling!
TV Talk with Steve Mulk.
As if we don't have enough reality IRL in real life, Mulkey, we have to watch it on telly all the time as well. What are they putting on for us this time?
Well, as we saw the great debacle of Married at First Sight finishing up last night.
Oh, yes.
It's what's known in the industry as a reset, guys.
Okay.
So tonight, everything resets for at least Channel 9 and Channel 10.
Yes.
Channel 9 are going to be giving us the new season, Season 3 of Lego Masters.
Oh, that's a good show.
It is a great show. And Channel 10 are going to be giving us, get this, Season 13 of MasterChef Australia.
Wow.
Oh, MasterChef again.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
MasterChef...
Reset MasterChef, was it last season when they had new, like, hosts, which I kind of actually like the new hosts. I think they're good.
Yeah, Jock, Melissa and Andy return.
I don't know their names. The I just season. Think they're good. Yeah.
Well, you will do shortly. It's will better I? Than What's-His-Face, the other guy, and who's
him.
Doing.
Yeah, that's true.
And so they would tell a great job. The difference, of course, this year is that it's all nobodies. Like, it's a whole bunch of new people as opposed to the parachute that Jock, Andy and Melissa got last year where it was, here's all of the people you love from MasterChef.
Yeah, gotcha. So a whole new group of contestants. And is Hamish Blake back for Lego Masters?
And Ryan Brickman McNaught. I've been lucky enough to see the first episode, tonight's episode of Lego Masters Australia, and it is so, so good.
It's a good show,
I don't know what
Luke.
It is. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is that they've done differently, but it kind of feels like everybody that makes the show just relaxed and went, you know what? We can do this. Let's be really creative. And it's so fun.
It's creative, Lou. It's fun.
I might give it a go.
It's wholesome.
I doubt it.
There's no sneaky camera action of people pashing. Mm-hmm. People pashing someone off camera.
I feel
a little bit deep.
Yeah.
Can I just ask a quick question? Because I haven't watched any free-to-air TV recently. is Dancing with the Stars back on?
Oh, gosh. If you turn over to Channel 7, you'll see the smiling but very aged face of Daryl Summers.
Daryl's back, though.
Daryl's back. Yes, and Sonia Kruger as does Mark Wilson, Helen Ritchie, Todd McKenney, and Paul Mercurio as the judges.
Wow.
It's the original crew, effectively, with a whole bunch of stars. Not all of them from the first season, though. Beck Hewitt is back. And look, Seven basically filling a gap between what didn't work and the new season of Big Brother, which starts next Monday.
God, if you want evidence of the fact that there are no new ideas, Big Brother is coming.
Just
back.
Frightening, isn't it?
Is it next week, did you say, Mulkey?
Next Monday.
And what's the vibe? Is it on the Gold Coast? Is Mike Goldman back?
Remember, there was a season of Big Brother last year, and just when you thought that getting a new season this year wasn't enough, there's going to be a second season of Big Brother later this year with all celebrities.
Love it.
Yeah, I'm going to be busy watching my kittens grow, to be honest.
Look, Steve.
I'm disappointed, Lou, to hear that you haven't been watching any free-to-air television because the best show on free-to-air television is back. What? On the ABC. It's called Old People's Home for 4 Year Olds.
Oh, yeah, I'd like that. See, that appeals
Tuesday
to me.
Tuesday night. ABC, it's brilliant. The first couple of eps are on ABC iView. Catch up.
Okay.
Bring your own tears.
I'm
bring
watch
your own
it.
Tissues because it's tears plop.
Steve Mulk, thanks, mate, for our weekly dose of reality TV these days.
Sure.
Thanks, mate.
It's our weekly dose of hating on ourselves.
We'll catch you again next Monday. Thanks, mate. Beautiful, quaint New Zealand. Yes. Blue, very tranquil. That tranquility is about to be blown out of the water with a bit of Aussie. We're heading over, Lou.
Yep. It's the only place we can go. And Australians we'll be going in droves.
That's right, given the green light to head over to the land of the long white cloud, Lou.
Yep.
Of course,
Aotearoa.
Yeah, that's right. Now, here's the thing, though, right? Mm-hmm. So, literally from today, you're allowed to go to New Zealand and you don't have to have 2 weeks quarantine. And same in reverse.
Reciprocal,
as well.
Yes. Yeah. Reciprocal travel bubble.
Yeah. But you, for example, travelled not that long ago, a few months back, up to Queensland to visit family, and you were then stuck there because there was the outbreak in Victoria.
And I got sick.
And then you got sick subsequently. The question is, would you, with that in mind, have any confidence of being able to fly over to New Zealand and not get caught up in anything happening? Or is that just being pessimistic?
Well, it's certainly being pessimistic, but hey, if you get stuck, you get stuck. Whatever. What? Away from work for a few more weeks? Oh, well. I mean, you've got to take the good with the bad, haven't you, Matt?
All right. Well, what about the one when, so you were caught up in Queensland.
I was.
Luckily, you had your family to stay
with. Family,
remember those people who tried to get across the border in time and then they didn't and then they had to spend even in New South Wales or up in Queensland.
Yes, a lot of people with caravans and stuff too that rush to try and get back.
I don't know if I'd have the confidence to do it.
I guess the issue, one of the things that you do, I mean, it is sort of travel at your own risk as far as getting stuck somewhere goes at the moment. There's no doubt about that. Because what happens if there's some kind of outbreak, I don't know, there or here,
yes.
and then they say to you, oh, no, now you do have to quarantine for 2 weeks at your own expense.
Correct,
which
yes.
is pretty yes. expensive. You might not. Yep. So you kind of have to budget for that, really, in case it happens, don't you?
I don't know.
I mean, you can just be super optimistic and go, nah, it'll be fine. But we have been proven wrong
that's
before.
That's true. And I've seen, you know, I've seen Hobbiton and all that. It looks lovely, but I just don't know if it's worth the risk. That's my opinion.
You're so risk averse though, Matt.
I think it's fair to be risk averse in this case. Yes, I do.
I reckon there'll be heaps of people lining up to buy their tickets because people are desperate to travel. We're travellers. Aussies are travellers.
We were travellers, Lou, before Daniel Andrews and the other politicians got their claws into us into the finals. It's Lou and Matt, it's Triple M. You dropped a massive bombshell, Lou. I didn't realise that. There's some new life, Lou, at your place. You've become a grandmother. What?
I've become a cat grandmother, Matt.
Oh, cat grandmother.
So don't worry. My 19-year-old daughter hasn't had a baby. Sorry, Sabine, if anybody was alarmed at hearing that. My beautiful ragdoll cat, Bindi, had her first litter of beautiful pedigreed ragdoll kittens. On Friday, the 9th of April at 8:35 p.m., yeah. I became a cat grandmother.
So do you get like a form that you fill out to make them pedigree? Like,
oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Imagine they did that for humans. Is that human a pedigree?
No, I don't think I'd make the cut.
No, I definitely wouldn't, Lou.
So basically, they're just adorable. And so that happened like at the end of the first week of the holidays. So the second week of the holidays literally was spent as a cat midwife. I spent my whole week last week, this is true, my whole week last week making sure that the kittens were fine and comfortable, that the house was warm.
They're all right, aren't they, Luke?
They're fine. And that Bindi was getting fed probably 4 or 5 times a day so that she can keep up a good milk supply for the little babies.
Yeah.
So two boys and two girls, Matt, in case you were wondering.
Has the deadbeat dad been around yet, Luke, to check out?
He's gone back to his
Doesn't even have anything to do with the kids.
No, he doesn't have anything to do with the kids. So that was my big excitement for the holidays.
Congratulations, Lou.
Thank you. Pretty exciting. And they've all got homes to go to, which is beautiful.
A proud grandmother right there.
I know.
It's Triple M.
The board is 105.7 Triple M with Lou and Matt's Free Money Minute.
The Kiwa Milk, truly local.
It is back, the Free Money Minute, but we've just tweaked it slightly. For this week, we're doing true or false. So 10 statements will be made and you get a chance to either guess true or false or know the answer.
That's right.
Whether it be true or false. And Ken from Glenroy is going to have a crack at this week's free or today's Free Money Minute. Hi, Ken.
Good morning.
All right, Ken. So the only difference for you is to say true or false and no passing, okay?
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, are you ready to have a crack?
Yeah.
Oh, we'd love to give away $500. Now, your phone's a bit dodgy, so talk as loud as you can. All right, Ken?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
Mark Knopfler is the lead singer of Dire Straits. Mm. The second largest living animal on Earth is the fin whale.
True.
The Albury Monument was unveiled in 1925.
False.
Australia won a Winter Olympics gold medal in 2014.
False.
The national language of Argentina is Portuguese.
False.
A baby crocodile is called a hatchling.
No. True.
Electronics company Philips was started in England.
True.
The golden wattle is Victoria's official floral emblem.
False.
Prince Philip was born in Greece.
True.
Iron's periodic table symbol is Fe.
True.
All right, there we go. With 3 seconds to spare. All right, how do you reckon you went, Ken?
The monument might have been built in 25.
All right.
From that, not bad.
How many were guesses out of the 10?
One.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see how you went. Good luck.
Cheers.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Oh, we ended with an eight.
8 out of 10.
You were dead right. The Albury Monument was unveiled in 1925. Also, electronics company Philips was actually started in the Netherlands, not England. Not bad, though. 8 out of 10.
Thanks for playing, Ken. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Talk again soon. Bye.
There we go. We'll give you a chance at the $500 with our True or False Free Money Minute. Same time tomorrow. Thanks to Kiwa Milk. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M.